Delighted to be joined now by Martin Skeen, Stuart Shepherd, and brothers Gary and Stuart Richards. They are the Reekin Roars, and they've signed up for the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, which takes place this December. It's a 3,000-mile row from the Canary Islands to Antigua. Now, they first signed up for this back in 2019, long before lockdown restrictions disrupted, shall we say, their training for this event. But I hear you've all been out at sea over the last couple of weekends.
We set off this time from Aberdovey on the Welsh coast, and then we did circuits around Cardigan Bay. So the first weekend we were out, we did a full 48-hour row, practicing the shift sessions that we need to do on the race itself. And that was a very interesting weekend because the weather was quite rough. In fact, a friend who's a sailor out there said he didn't go out that weekend because it was too rough for him. So, and we didn't even realise it was rough. It was just a challenging time. And then we went out last weekend as well and did a 36-hour session last weekend, just parking our time to listen to the England match on the radio.
And Gary, after being out on the last boat a few hours here and there, what was it like finally being out at the mercy of the sea, both day and night?
It was different. We did the 48 hours, which was the first time we sort of been out for that kind of time. Very different to what we're used to, just getting used to the 2 hours on, 2 hours off, trying to get as much sleep as you can. A couple of us, we had felt a bit seasick, so we were struggling to take in the calories really that we needed to. But in general, I think we all had a good time, and it was obviously because of the conditions of the weather and the wind, we did our 48 hours of hard rowing, which obviously we know it's not going to be easy, so that was good for us as well. So yeah, all in all, we've had a couple of real good weekends, so and the morale was good on the crew as well.
And Stuart Richards, do you think this gave you all an idea of what's actually in store, how big a challenge it is you've taken on?
Yes, Barry, it was the 48 hours row especially. I think myself felt I got past the seasickness side and started getting into a little bit of routine of what we're going to get used to. Obviously, it's going to get more tiring the further we go on, but it gives us a good taste of what we're in for, really. So, yeah, it was a good, enjoyable weekend.
There's a number of things starting to rise. Anticipation levels, anxiety levels, excitement levels, all of the above.
Yeah, we're not out again now for another month, but in 2 weeks time we've got inspection with Atlantic Campaigns, who really are the overseers of the event. So we have to take the boat to them, and it's a pre-inspection to advise us whether we're achieving all the benchmarks required for actually having the boat prepared properly to embark on the journey. So that's a big date for us. We've got a lot of preparation in the next 2 weeks to get ready for that.
And as I mentioned in the introduction, you guys are doing this for charity, two that are very close to your hearts, RNIB and the Severn Hospice. How much have you raised so far?
We're sat at around about £75,000, which is a phenomenal figure. And normally the Atlantic Campaign say that most of the money that people raise is during the race itself. So we're really, really hoping that we can smash our £100,000 target and really give some good big donations to the two charities. As we've said in the past, all of the money that anybody gives towards the race as a charitable donation goes directly to the charities. We're funding the race ourselves because we want to do it and we want to use it because it's a massive challenge for us. But also, it's going to be something that we can do a lot of good with the money that is raised.
Gary, for any new listeners, tell us a bit more about the event itself.
Well, it's a very big endurance race, and it starts from La Gomera, one of the islands just off Tenerife, and we're going to end up in Antigua, which is a total of 3,000 miles, which could take us up to 50 days, which we're hoping to be below that, but we never know. It could take us above 50 days, so it is a very long endurance challenge, both physically and mentally. So it's really down to ourselves, getting our boat prepared, and ourselves both mentally and physically prepared for the challenge. Like I said, it's such a big challenge that we can't be going into it half-hearted.
Stuart, how can people follow the Reekin Roars?
Well, we've got all normal social media channels that are open, so you can find us on Facebook, just look for Reekin Rowers. We're there on Twitter, we're on Instagram. Our website is the normal W's, Reekin, that's WREKIN-rowers.com. And there's lots of information that you can find out about us. when the race is on, it's quite exciting that you can follow us every hour during the race using this app on your phone, which is free, called Yellow Brick Racing. Download the race itself close to the time, and you can follow us every hour. People get addicted to it. You know, they're waking up in the middle of the night seeing how much progress you've made. So you can get to us any way that you want on normal channels.
What's the new boat called, by the way?
Clear Course. So far on our two journeys to this point in the new boat, it's lived up to its name. We've managed to stay on track.
It's all one word, Barry, just, you know, because that's our lead sponsor that is coming on there. So it's all one word.
Well, we're all supporting you here at RNIB Connect Radio. We wish you all the very best with it. Martin Skihan, Stuart Shepherd, and brothers Gary and Stuart Richards, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you much, Barry. Thank you.
Thank you.